This is Plaidcast Junior. I'm Piper Clem, publisher of the Plaid Horse magazine. And on today's episode, we are going to continue our reading of Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure. I hope you'll come join us a few times a week. And if you like what you hear, all 5 Showstride's books are currently available on Amazon.
The Plaid Horse presents Showstride's Book 5, Packer Pressure, by Piper Clem and Rennie Dyball. Read by the author, Rennie Dyball. Chapter 23. The hotel room alarm clock went off at 6:15 a.m. Both Tally and Mac fumbled in the dark to try to turn it off and find the light. Mac's sheets rustled as she got up and walked to the bathroom, while Tally stayed in her bed for a moment with her eyes closed. She imagined herself and Cam in Hunter Ring 2, finding all of their distances. The girls got ready mostly in silence. Tally opened the mini fridge and pulled out a yogurt parfait and an orange juice that Ryan had picked up at the grocery store on their way to the hotel the night before. "Is it any good?" Mac asked as Tally started on her yogurt at the desk. "Actually, it is good," Tally said. "Do you know why I'm eating it now, while it's still dark outside?"
"No, why?" asked Mac, her words muffled by the toothbrush in her mouth.
"Because I spill everything on my show clothes." Mac walked over to the sink and spit.
"Ha, I do the same thing," she said. "I'll eat with you in my pajamas."
By 7:45, Mac and Tally were pulling into the showgrounds with Isabel. Ryan and Suzette had arrived earlier, since Suzette's ring started at 8, while Tally and Mac's ring would get going at 9. The girls all climbed out of the car. Tally zipped up her jacket. It was considerably warmer here than at home, but still chilly by Florida standards. Some people even had heavy coats and scarves on, she noticed. In the 2 grooming stalls stood Cam and Sparkles, both in their stable sheets, both looking adorable.
"Good morning," Mac said in a sing-songy voice, scratching her pony behind the ears.
In the next open grooming stall over, Cam stomped an oiled hoof, as if eager for attention, too.
"I didn't forget you, buddy," said Tally, giving the horse a peppermint from the bowl on the table.
He licked her hand when he was done, and Tally noticed that the butterflies in her stomach were starting early. Isabel and Mac were standing at the whiteboard to the right of the grooming stalls, so Tally gave Cam's shoulder a quick pat and joined them. Ryan had a little grid written out on the board with places to put a check for grooming, braiding, and each horse's division. Suzette and Maestro were doing the adult equitation in Hunter 1 this morning. Tally and Mac were down for the warm-up classes set at 2'6", while Isabel would show in the 3-foot warm-up rounds for her first day in Florida.
"Lupe just texted," Isabel told the girls. "The 2-6 division is going first in Hunter 2, so you guys should get ready."
Tally felt like her heart was going to leap out of her body. Why was she this nervous to show? After Tally and Mac put on their boots, show jackets, helmets, and gloves, Lupe arrived back at the stalls. "You ready for your horses?" he asked them.
"Yep," Mac said, adjusting her hairnet underneath her helmet. She was the picture of cool and calm. Tally practically felt like she'd never ridden a horse before.
Lupe swapped Cam's show halter for his bridle and gave his face a quick swipe with a rag. He handed the reins to Tally, who walked over to the stepladder that served as a mounting block just outside their stalls. Mac was right behind her.
"You okay, Tally? You're so quiet."
"Just nervous, I guess," said Tally, as the girls turned left to head for the rings.
"Don't be nervous. This is such a nice, laid-back show. And it's your warm-up day before our divisions this weekend."
Tally's mind raced as they walked toward the ring together. She suddenly longed for the days of the Quince Oaks schooling series. Those shows were just fun. This one felt totally different for some reason. Mac was chatting about some friends at school,
and Tally tried her best to pay attention. But her mind kept wandering back to her first show with Kim. How they did so well and were champion their first time out. Could she repeat that here? As Mac and Tally passed Hunter 1 on their way to their ring, Ryan waved from the warm-up area adjacent to it. "I'll be there in 5 minutes. You can start walking and trotting in your warm-up ring," he called to them. Mac and Tally read the course diagrams outside of the ring and recited the course aloud a couple of times. The warm-up ring for Hunter 2 was empty, except for two adults chatting in the middle, so Mac walked Sparkles beside Tally and Cam. "You know what I just realized?" asked Mac. "Well, I just realized two things, actually. One, Cameron doesn't have a fancy show name. He's just Cameron. I guess when you're this perfect, you don't need more than one name. Right, cutie?" she said, leaning toward Cam. Tally forced a smile. "And the other thing I realized is that Cam is Mac spelled backwards." The girls made eye contact and then doubled over laughing. It was just the comic relief that Tally needed. "Deep thoughts with Mac Bennett this morning?" she asked her friend. "Well, you didn't notice," Mac teased her back. "Come on, let's start trotting around." Tally's nerves came back as she began warming up Cameron. "Hip angle, Tally," said Ryan as he approached the warm-up ring for Hunter 2. "You're a little behind the motion. There you go, that's better. See how he's more willing to go forward when you close your hip angle?" Mac popped over the center jump in both directions, and then the oxer on the right side. "You're good to go," Ryan said. "Tally, you come again. You turned too early down there, and that's why you found the jump on the half stride. Stay out longer, okay?" It took another couple of tries before Tally found a good distance to her warm-up jump. She felt disconnected while watching her friend's first round in the show ring. Everything about Florida felt different. For the first time, she just wanted to get her rounds over with. "Ready, Tal? Know your course?" Ryan asked as Mac brought Sparkles down to the trot for their closing circle after their first round. Tally nodded. "Make sure you carry a good pace to that first jump, and you can look for your turn early, but don't make the turn early. Take a deep breath and have fun out there." Tally walked through the in-gate and then immediately picked up the trot, her strategy planned with Ryan to show off Cam's best gait. She took her time asking for his tricky right lead and kept her leg on to get up to ring pace. On the short side of the ring, she felt Cam pop up behind. What was that about? Tally sat and rode him forward. Cam hopped up again and flicked his ears back. Tally tried to be patient for the first turn, but could tell she'd made it too early. She straightened Cam out the best she could and found a tight distance to that first vertical. As she passed the in-gate on their way to the first line, Ryan's voice was low and measured. "Take a deep breath and relax," he told Tally. "Just let Cam do his job." Tally waited a stride or two before turning Cam to the outside line and found a decent distance in. She put her leg on for the out, only noticing by stride 4 that she had plenty of horse. She tried collecting Cam, but they were deep to the oxer, and he rubbed the rail on the jump out. Tally felt discombobulated for the remainder of the course. It was like she either had too much pace or not enough, and Cam always seemed to hop at the ends of the ring. When Tally and Cam walked out, Ryan was talking to Mac about their next course. He sent her in and then turned to Tally. "Sit tight for just a minute here, and we'll talk about it, Tal."
Do you have a list of goals that you want to achieve with your horse? Are you taking time to build your mental skills in and out of the ring? There is so much information available at your fingertips with a subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. You can find riding and training advice from top judges and trainers, grooming tips to keep your horse looking their best, and health information from top veterinarians and farriers to keep your horse feeling their best. All of this information and so much more can be found in one place, delivered straight to your door with a print subscription to the Plaid Horse magazine. Subscribe at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. That's theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. To learn more about anything we've discussed on today's show, visit theplaidhorse.com. You can find show notes at theplaidhorse.com/listen. Follow The Plaid Horse on all the social medias. You can subscribe to the print edition of The Plaid Horse magazine at theplaidhorse.com/subscribe. Please rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. And if you enjoy this episode, please share it with your friends. I will see you at the ring.